What kinds of patients came to the clinics?
Well, they were a mix of type 1 and type 2 because, as I say, the GPs didn't look after anybody's in depth, so all diabetic patients tended to come to the clinic and keep coming to the clinic. We had two clinics a week. We had no specialist nurse. We did have a chiropodist. I can't remember what happened with the pregnant diabetics. I wasn't so involved with them in Glasgow because I was relatively junior. But I think they probably did have a special clinic where they saw them, but I don't remember that and don't remember much about the pregnant ones.
Can you talk about how patients were treated in the 1960s?
Well, the type 1s were all on insulin, but we didn't have many types of insulin. The one thing which is quite different to now was they didn't have disposable syringes, so they had to sterilise the syringes. And we had three different strengths of insulin. We had 20 units per cc, 40 units per cc and 80 units per cc. And the patients had to work out whether the units were divided by 2 or 4. And sometimes you could get mistakes because people had got the wrong strength of insulin. And that was a huge advance when they changed to just one strength of insulin. It made life a lot simpler because sometimes it was very difficult if the patient hadn't actually brought their insulin to be sure which strength of insulin they were using. And from everybody's point of view, having the disposable insulin syringes made life so much easier. And, of course, the needles were so much sharper. We didn't have any blood testing for patients. They had to do urine testing. I think when I started, they got rid of boiling the stuff up. At least they had the tablets that they dropped in. But it wasn't even, we didn't even have clinisticks at that time. It was the old clinitest tablets that people had to drop into the urine and watch it and see what colour it was, orange or blue or green. And obviously the accuracy of the measurement of the blood sugar from that as opposed to the modern blood testing is you couldn't begin to get the same levels of control because you couldn't assess it. And we didn't have hemoglobin C measurement. It was just all on the blood sugar as it was at the time. So the level of control that we were achieving was obviously a lot less than what we would accept now as desirable. Some of the patients used to test for ketones. We did do that, and now I don't think that's very much done. But certainly much less level of control. Diabetics, the ones who were on tablets, we had, I think, only clopropamide in the beginning and metformin, which used to make people sick. But there was a very limited range of tablets. And the clopropamide being long-lasting, you used to occasionally get nasty hypos in the type 2 diabetic, which nowadays you would virtually never see hypos in a type 2 diabetic. Get them obviously a lot in the insulin one. So that was a bit of a problem.
When you say there was no blood testing, the patients couldn't do it in their own homes, but did you?
Well, we did blood tests. Yes, we did do blood tests in the clinic, but we didn't, certainly in the early years, we didn't have the blood test result when we saw them. And not everybody had one done, but they'd sort of find yourself on one of our clinics was on a Friday night, and sort of Friday night you'd be frantically phoning people because the blood sugar had come back and it was sky high, and you thought, we can't leave this over the weekend. So, you know, the modern luxury where you know the patient's blood sugar when you see them is just, I think we worked a lot by the skin of our teeth, really. A lot of it was instinct, and we obviously didn't reach anything like the levels of control that we would now be feeling that if we didn't achieve, we were not doing our job properly. But it was keeping people alive, and it was better than it had been before they weren't, before insulin was discovered. Insulin had been around a long time even then, but it has, the treatment of diabetes over that period of time has just totally changed. Because of technology, which makes it easier to get good control.